beginnen gerade da mit 40 Subs da für days beginnen mit days against mats beginnen die mal kimme das mit sazlo bu once they saw that they started degrading them so pitch book interest rush explained so many that they upgraded to 200 try calls by name late sin it was very light in their eyes to divorce them there wasn't any reason to hold them back why the fishers so much more that's because it was very small sub only 100 they upgraded to 200 so it's because it's difficult because they made karo and originally before they made the basula 400 well now we have yadi Shekalas ben Nelitzi, and they also knew then light in their eyes to divorce them, keeping them on the Chosh Debemut, because Amon is considered something very insignificant. So why did this only come up after they only made the Mesula of 400? So Benir Lurie Lefarsh of his theory to explain that actually the Mezazel Behum, that the Zilzel actually happened only when they made the Mesula of 400, because it makes it in the Adam Hayim Nim Lesem, because some people holding back from marrying them, why? Because they were very light in their eyes, meaning insignificant, because it's only a quarter of what the Besula was now, because the Besula is 400 now, she's only 100. Therefore, the King of Muslims, so they made that the Besula should be 200, which is half of 400, similar to what a regular Amon is to regular Besula. Now, if keeping the Chaz of the Parsha Minayla government, once they saw that they totally stopped, then originally they were stopping a little bit. Now they saw now they totally stopped, because why you kept in Kaidma Besula is so, because people were saying, hey, now let's instead of paying 200 for Amon Lekayin, let's just get Basuli Yisrael for 200. No one was jumping on them to get them as wives. Adrenal Messiah, so they took it back to the original of being Amon. That's why the terminology is Mekara. Originally, Mezazli, they degraded them because they held back, but not totally. Then used the terminology Uparshi, because then it was totally separating from them. Because they said, hey, we can get a Besula for 200 also from Israelis. Next says, of course, they collected, etc. And the sages did not protest. Chase explains, why would they protest? This means, of although they did not write in the terminology of an addition, which you're allowed to give it to Tosefos Kesubah, but they didn't. The words they wrote was 400 that's coming to you. Because you would have thought the sages, like, take it. That no, she should not be allowed to collect. It's not fit. It's not the primary halacha. But and Tosef is like cousin, they didn't write in terminology of an addition. That's what comes to say. Dominic Temaid, who that's actually a very good custom, but only is Bukahuna, and it's appropriate to have such a thing, Bukuna, but Mishpachas Michaz, and with the distinct lineage families. And it is appropriate to say that it's fit for you. But Philly Kusla Kusuba, even if it didn't write her a Kusuba. Goeva Abimeas, but nine best, she would still collect 400 with the stipulation of the courts, because maybe nice is almost, and just like a regular Jewish girl gets 200 to the Kana Gemori, it's a full fledged Shakana. It's the same thing is by the Bas Kayim too. The next says Master Bigland Zigmar Bahoim Aloy Ki Bahulu. And he says, no, it's not true. Not like you're saying. Now, Tosafos explains that the terminology Loy Ki in our Gemara is a Shema. And he says, Abagab the Basib Menichodo in Baba Kamadavlam Bez Daik Mdigton Loy Ki, the Gemara makes a dig from the inference that it says, not Loy, no, but the Ma'ir Bar, they're talking about definitive claim. And here we're saying it's a Shema, he doesn't know this for sure. Here, well, you cannot make such an error, because obviously he doesn't know. We allow the words of no, but, although it's obviously not my case of maybe. He says, the money of mine is by you, and he says, I don't know. Pidish, what does that mean? What's this case of Bar B'Shem with disagreement? Any day, I don't know if you ever let me at all. I'll have a saying, but if let's say he agrees that you let me, any day, but I think I don't know if I paid you back. That's not my head, because that's an explicit Mishnah over there in Baba Kama Kofi Chazam. And I'm the Chayv that he'd be liable, that wouldn't be the Machlekes over here if it'd be Chayv or not. Next is Master B'Gin Lazimur, Prince B'Huda Amichayv. They both say, someone says, Manal B'Yot Malome in the Yedea, that, okay, so the defendant is liable because of the Bari. So similarly, it seems the less lohud Rebaba that they don't hold of Rebaba. The Amad that he says Matirshin Yochelish of Mishalim, he holds that if someone has to swear and they can't, he has to pay. Why don't they hold of this halacha? Because the time of Rebaba Mishum the Dorish, the reason of Rebaba is because he spends the shvuah on the Mizayin Rav. It says the pasuk shvuah Hashem Tiyim Benchneim. The Ot Hashem should be between them, which is between the two litigants. But Benchnei Yerushin, not between the two inheritors. What case is excluding? For example, Amad Monel Abba Biyad Avicham says. There was $100 to my father by your father, Vamar, and he says, okay, $50 I know about, but $50 I don't know. Meaning, Babu Kagam, then the father in such a situation, in such a situation, that he wouldn't be able to swear, he would have to pay. That's supposed to come to exclude and say that's only between the fathers, between the borrower and the lender. Then the defender would have to pay when he cannot swear. But the son, even though he cannot swear, he's exempt from paying, And that's where Baba learns out that whoever has to swear and they cannot swear has to pay, because in only such a situation do you have a way of explaining the pasuk that the friendship between the inheritor and the father. And that's what Taisa says. If you would hold like Rabbi Huna, that if someone says there's a money of 100 of mine by you, and he says I don't know, he's gonna be chayv. Well, they ain't got shvua. So when the guy says I don't know, there's no oath to infer, but that you would have to pay. Even if he says, forget about my mixes, I don't know, we're running the 50. Even if he says, I don't know the whole thing, which generally you don't have a shvu when you deny the whole thing. So therefore, according to them, there's no case of creating a liability by the father for oath that because he cannot swear, because you forget, you wouldn't have to swear, you would actually have to pay. So therefore, it seems like that they don't hold like Reb Baba. Problem is, with Tamit's a wonder why. Because the Pergish Nechel, Nigmam Babastav Kaflam, Hey, Manav Gabahoim is a Achi. If someone says, regarding a guy, we don't know him to be one of the brothers to inherit, one of them says, he's my brother. Which, okay, he has to share with him, but the other brothers don't know, they don't have to share with him. Now, Mashma Dabai Isle, it sounds like from the Gemara over there, the way he explains the Gemara, that if someone says, there's 100 of mine by you, and the other guy says, I don't know, there's going to be Chayv. Now, the problem is, Perichas, because about him, over the end of Lamadal Manav, Mashman disliked Reb Baba, sounds like he held a Reb Baba. Now, didn't you just tell me that if you hold like Reb Huda, that Mon Lemit Chabalayim Nidei Chayim, that you can't hold like Reb Baba? But Abai holds like both of these teachings. But Shaman says, but you can say, Devil Mandam Chayim. No, it's not true. Even according to Reb Huda, that hold that you can be Chayim, Ikal Menjah Shubur, so Shaman Tim and Shnebel Lebin Yishan. You can make that drasha of the Pasuk, of that the oath is only between the two litigants, not between their inheritance. Because in this case, the Shneim Lo Yadi, you could say that the way you would expound the Pasuk is that when they both don't know, not the case that was specifically mentioned the way the Gemara described it over there in Shavuos. No, when both don't know. It's one witness testifying that one of them owes 100 to his friend. The Bavur, when such a thing was by the father, since he wouldn't be able to swear, which he would have the Ha'alach of Shavuos from Erechad, then he would pay, and that's what's saying it would not be by the Yashin. And then says Tim, it's a wonder. Why? Because Rabbi Huda Gufe, Rabbi Huda himself, who is saying in the different Maska holds Chayim, Isle B'Resha Pari, he holds and Baba comes and Mavam Manal. A failing is a good body if the victim says, I know for sure it was your ox. Mazak Mashema, and the man says, I don't know, maybe. Hamid Mech will have still, he cannot collect, he has to prove it. So if so, why is it over here? That if the lender comes with a definite claim, he could collect, where, because he's a Shema, but you see, he says clearly, Hamid Mech will have and the Elam don't say the Rabbi Huda because Sumchas Rabbi Huda. Oh, he's going like Sumchas. Weird. Moment that he says Moment the Mosabik Chalak when you have a moment when you have money that's in doubt, then you divide. He disagrees with Rabban regarding the Cheskes Moment of Mitzmechem of the Berayim. And even here, where he's not a Muktzik and he claims Bari, so Sumchas disagrees. And the other Bosa Cheskes Moment does not go after the Chazaka of Moment that the defendant has. Lahachin therefore Kiyka Bari B'Shema when there is a definite claim and a doubtful claim. He takes everything so he can answer and say what Rabbi Huda says over here, the Bar B'Shem Bar Yandiv, that is, even the labor is Muchzik, that's going according to Simchas, who he's hold like. But over there, where Rabbi Huda says, Nimish Mul, that this opinion of Simchas of Achomim, but the sage is Ekla God, but Bahulu, that Hamid Mechel Varaya, and that even where Muchzik is Shema and the Moitz is Bari, that's Alibi Rabban coming, that's going according to Rabban. But he does not hold like that. Now, says, no, you cannot say that. Why not? Because the Hasam within Baba Basta of Tzadik Bezim and Beis, Mashmid sounds like that the Sabbath Kerabonim, that he, I mean, you would say that, Libidir Abonim Kabbalay Lesfir, he says no, because it sounds like he does hold a Drabon. Where do we find this? Someone sells an ox to his friend, turns out it's not just a regular ox, it's an ox that course. And the seller claims, he says, okay, so it'll be for slaughtering, it doesn't make a difference, it's not make a choice, because for Shechting, it doesn't make a difference. So Shmuel says that, oh, the sellers believe what his claim because he has the money. So, Lekeach is a mighty, a mitzvah baraya. Sounds like over there, the view that it says, Klagol, but they're a mitzvah baraya. He's coming to tell us that the halacha Shmuel is the halacha lemaisa. So, obviously, he does not hold like Simchas because he holds that would hold that you would say Yachleku. But moreover, the number of Pekash, I will learn, but Mitzia, Dab Tzadi Zayin, Menav, and the Mishnah, Mashal, I'm Mishu Ulamesa, where someone buys two animals from his friend. One is a rental, one is a loan. And one of them dies behind this. So the lender says, Shulamesa, the lone one is the one that died, and then you're chayim. Aloyma, the other one says, the renter says, no, and you're, I don't know. So Lach is chayim. So he's going to be liable to pay. Come again, the Gemara says, oh, let me tell you, let's say this is Rav Nachman that's brought here in our story, that they disagree with Rav Yehuda, and they hold that the one that says, I don't know, is Potter, even where the claimant is a bar. Says Taisus, my question, what's the question? What do you mean? If you say, like we said before, that Rav Yehuda disagrees on Rav Nachman, holds like Sumchas, and Sumchas always holds that you go up to the bar and not up to the Mochzik. So what do you told me? You have to anyways explain that Mishnah is like Sumchas, that holds that you don't go after the Mochzik. I feel Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabban the Maida, Rabbi Yehuda the Potter, because according to Rabban, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that the show would be Potter, and that he wouldn't be able to collect the money even with a tiny story. But not Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabban, obviously, that they hold like, so it's not difficult on them, because obviously they hold like the Rabban, because the Sumchas, because Sumchas, obviously, that you were at least divided, where according to him, there's no way of saying Potter. Obviously, it's according to Rabban, they go after the Mochzik, and you're going to be Potter. So this is all difficult. If you explain, you could say that that the Amaram disagree, and that over here is Machlekes Sumchas Rabban. But if you say that they disagree only according to Rabban, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Rabban don't say Mitzvah L'Braya, only where the Mochzik has a tiny bar, whereas Rabban Nachman Rebbe hold that they disagree and they hold that even with the Mochzik is a Shem and the Mochzik is a Bar, you say Mitzvah L'Braya. Whereas L'Sumchas on Chalukin by Simchas, you always divide the Lubar Shema even when you have one Zabar, one Zashema. So, Parak Shabbat Masneen, the Karabon Asya. So, that makes sense that the Gemara is asking and Rabbi Yechim from the Mishnah, because obviously that we're saying like the Rabban, because L'Sumchas Chalukin, according to Simchas, and when we agree that you're going to be Chalukin, you're going to be Bar Shema. If so, so you could explain, meaning that there's a question on the Mishnah on Rabbi Yechim. How could he say according to Rabban that Otzba Rav Shema was a Mechel Raya, but Mishnah is obviously Rabbanan, where that the borrower is claiming I don't know, and the lender is saying Bari, that you're saying that the shalos have to pay even though he's Muchzik. So now, Taisus, after you prove that obviously you cannot resolve the steer from Yehuda and Yehuda, regarding explaining that he's going according to Sumchas, because they're saying it's obviously like the Rabbanan, so then we're back to the question, how to resolve the contradiction. You can't say that one's Rabbanan, one's like Sumchas. There is a difference. Over there, by the Mazik and the Nizik, the Bari that the Nizik is saying is inferior. And the Shem of the Mazik is good. Why? The Mazik wasn't there, so Tain Zebari. So, of course, the Nizik, the damaged party, can make a definite claim because he's not afraid of being contradicted because the Mazik wasn't there. And the Shem of the Mazik, but also the doubtful claim of the Mazik is good because level of they shouldn't have known. So, it's not such a strong Bari and it's not such an inferior Shem. At the same time, the other case of our Gemara, when he says, but there's $100 of mine by you, Habari Taib. The definite claim is good, but Hashem Agrua, and the doubtful claim is inferior because he should have known if he's liable or not. So since he's saying, I don't know, it's like a Savak in the Vaday. Of course, we're going to go after the Vaday, which is the borrower who's making a definite claim. Therefore, that's why the two cases are different. Abakasha, what is difficult is the Bailame Mahacha, that Gemara wants to stay over here. Now, Hadar Yehuda, the teaching of Yehuda, says the Shmuel. It's Shmuel. Where the pasuk of Gamaliel that he rules like Gamaliel, and the Hassam over there, that is Bari Gedu of Hashem Atayv. It's a where do we say Gamaliel when she says Mishasani Nasti? He claims no. You this was before we got engaged, and you don't get anything. Wait a second. That's a case of inferior Bari, because he doesn't know, so he's not afraid of being contradicted. And his Shem is good. Kashabawa, any day must never love the husband. Of course, it's not expected to know when she had to be here. Then Cain, if that's the case, takes you to Shmuel, the Paragapara. And the Gemara, where Yehuda said, in the name of Shmuel, did him with the Nisik is a Bari and the Mazik is Shema. You're always going to go after the Mazik, who's Muchzik. But what I mean, that it's the same case, the Bari Group of Shema Tayyip. The Shema Tayyip says, what you could say is, the Hava Muslim, the Gemara could have said, according to your reasoning, and said that it could have asked this. Boy, there's some another project you could say such as the sugi the hacha sabre the zek klal god b'din. Our sugi be holds that Rabbi Yehuda is saying bari b'shem bari adiv holds that Rabbi Yehuda is saying a general rule a metzmech v'levardaya, and that is loy not that he's coming to explain that lenizik oimer bari when the nizik says bari mazik oimer shama, because also with this you say metzmech v'levardaya. No, I look at the gemara hasim. Rabbi holds like the gemara says over there inami. Another approach. The Yehuda is l'chihot for this that was said, if someone sells an ox to his friend, turns out an akim, and coming to tell us that when there's Rebbe Chazak, we don't go after the Rebbe, we go after the Mochzik. Rosh Tosfos says, no, but Kasha, but this is difficult to say this approach. Because I feel Lafi Inami Dasim, because even according to the Inami that the Gemara brings over there, and there wouldn't be a proof from there that Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel hold that you don't say Bari Adiv, still after Shabbat, it wouldn't come out good. Why? Because the Masayf of Nech, over the end of Lamahema Beis, Isla Rabban, Mehed, the Rabban explicitly said, I feel the Nazik and Bari Bechulu, that even if the Nazik is definite and the Masik is Shema, we go after the Masik that's a Mochsik. Like the case when he sells the ox to his friend, it turns to Nachem, what we brought before, that Shmuel says that you go after the Meicher where the money's up by him and he's a Muchzik. And Gemara explains that the reason why you say this is because he holds like Rabbanim, it's Mechel Arayah. If that's the case, even if you say that Rabbi Huda is coming to tell us that Halacha Shmuel by someone sells the Shar, etc., even in this, his opinion is that Mazik is the Muchzik and it's better than the Nizik, even if the Nizik is a Bari, the Mazik is Shema, that's the Rabbanim, who Shmuel's going like them. And then we get back to the question, where over here you say, that the bari is better. So therefore, that would be a difficult interpretation. If you want to say like this, vayyish lema. Next says about the gemara, el deka migri. Rather, it's because it's you have a migri. Which says haishnu, this answer that by mukas eitz that she has a migri, where she could have said in a way that would not invalidate herself from kohuna. And she could have said tachtecha. So lo yasa el Rav Nachman. It's only going like Rav Nachman, where he would hold it such a migui. Because Rabbi Yechonon, actually according to Rabbi Yechonon, he did mukas eitz like a migui. There's no migui, because to say that I was mukas eitz tachtecha, because he holds the mukas eitz is always going to be 200, even if it happened before or after. So there's no migui to change it from before or after. Because mukas like come on, like it's happening like more later on. On your Gimel Aleph, that Rabbi Yechonon explicitly says, because it's the concept of Chatzik Besula, she's still going to get always Messiah. So obviously, this Eldik and Mig is going like Rav Nachman. But Hikshar Rabbi Yaakov Mekuvil. He says, Akati Akochach, Had Rabbi Huda. Now, the Gemara wanted to say that Rabbi Huda, that was saying the name of Shmuel. The Gemara proved it from Shmuel's teaching of like Gamaliel. The Gemara rejected. Said, no, I can tell you Gamaliel would not say. Only over there, because there's a mikra like a different maskal tesis. But over here, we agree with Rav Nachman, so there's no proof. But what bothers Rabbi Yaakov Mekuvil is that you have to say Rabbi Yehuda is the Shmuli. Why? Because the Ila Shmuli, because if you think to say like Shmuli, the Gemara is the Ming Matcha, he would hold the Malav Yatvalim and the idea that you would be potter, not like Rabbi Yehuda. But then Tikshu Mazin Nashal, then you have a difficult mission in Bobbin Siddha Zad, it's a Aleph. The Hamash Lameshulamesum, if the lender says that the borrowed one is the one that died. But and the renter says, I don't know which one it was. Chayev is liable. With the Shmuel, according to Shmuel, like Lishnukin, Mishal of Nachman Yechon. According to Shmuel, you cannot answer the way the Gemara answered Rav Nachman Yechon, the way they can shish Asik Shvu B'Neim, that when you have this thing of Shvu between them, Umitek Shinuk Lishon Mishal, and since he cannot swear, he's going to have to pay, where the reason why he's Chayev is because it's not because the marshal is buried. It's because the chiv shvur that he has to swear and he can't, he has to pay. According to Shmuel, you cannot say that. Why? Because the Shmuel is like the head to back on the Shmuel. Shmuel explicitly holds in the shvur of the land of the chazir shvur of Sinai. And that could blame Hashem. Actually, does not have to pay. So, if that's the case, it can't be shem for mishin yechol shem l'shal. So, you would have to explain Shmuel the Mishnah in its simple understanding. And that's where the defendant is saying, I don't know. And it's for that that he's chai. So, so obviously it's like Rabbi Yehuda, the whole Yechayev. Shmuel says, what he can say is, no, you could say, according to Shmuel, he would hold part in not Rabbi Yehuda. But Muki Shmuel, Masin, he would explain the mission over there, Dashayel, Kesheshe, is a Yeshua. Like they explained Rabbi Nachman, but wait a second, I thought you can't say that for Shmuel. No, okay, who Tana, the Islam, it's going like, there he's explaining, it's going like that Tana, holds that would pay. But who's some of it? Shmuel himself, what's Kitak Tana, like the other Tana, the book, the Tana, he prepared Kolam Shmuel, where it's a Machlis, no, over there. And Perak on the Shmuel there, and Shmuel Zabim Zayim Benav, and therefore it wouldn't be difficult. I'm B.S.B. or Tosef Zabim Zayim Beis, serve the Maskol, therefore.